Ben, what kind of a challenge does Stefon Diggs pose?
Tremendous player, up-and-coming player. He's playing with a lot of confidence right now. We're going to have to be aware of where he is on the field at all times. And, it's a nice combination with him and Rudolph.
How do you think JPP's responded to playing? He's played like 97% of the snaps, I think. How's he responded to that?
He's playing with great effort. And you saw that the last drive of the first half last week, you know, him finishing the drive off with tremendous effort there.
Is that sustainable?
Absolutely. That's why we practice, yes.
Does that go for the whole defensive line, or do you need your defensive tackles to come off the field some and, you know, keep them fresh and healthy?
You play each game as it unfolds. We do rotate the defensive linemen in and out depending on which personnel group we are in.
Are you thinking at this point you could be without Apple and DRC?
At this point, we're ready for anything.
Do you expect them to be ready by Monday?
I expect to see how they wake up in the morning and see how they look.
Did they look better today than yesterday?
Yes.
What about Rashad James? How was he responded to the, you
know, the pass? Yeah, Rashad had a nice day today. He got some work in both with our team and our offense and the look team, and had a productive day, caught some balls, so he's progressing.
The injury aside, how do you think Abel's done these first few games?
I think he's a competitive guy. It's definitely not too big for him. You know, his size, his length, his speed, and his competitiveness show up.
Ben, do you think it's hurt Landon Collins a little bit that, you know, he's had a rotating cast of characters, you know, this year and last year a little bit, you know, to play next to him?
I think it's helped him. I think it's helped him grow. It pushes him to be a great communicator, and that's a big part of the game, especially back in his spot.
You guys always talk about, you know, familiarity, continuity, you know, playing together. Is there any downside to, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it, but the fact that he's always got to look around and see who's next to him?
That's an opportunity to grow as a leader, and he's responded.
If those two guys, the two corners, can't go, I mean, how much of a difference does that make to your secondary?
You know, we have some guys out there practicing right now, did a nice job in the last preseason game versus a pretty good quarterback, so we have confidence in those players.
Does Leon Hall's versatility help as well?
Absolutely. He's a conscientious player, came in, picked the system up right away, and can wear a variety of hats for us.
Ben, with a young kid like Andrew Adams, to have what happened to him on Sunday with the personal foul, to come back this week and now be thrust into potentially an opportunity defensively, do you talk to him? Do you have the assistants talk to him just in terms of how quickly things can change in this league?
The only thing I said to Adams was we walked on the field on our Tuesday practice on Wednesday, and I just told him to flush last week. Don't let it linger. Just trust yourself, trust your training, and be confident.
If you had to make a choice, do you think the Jennings could play on Monday night? Is that the plan right now, or is it still too early to tell?
It's still too early to tell. Again, we'll look at things on a day-to-day basis.
Do you think you need to add a safety before Monday night, or are you confident with the guys you have?
I'm confident with the players that we have on the roster.
Just to be clear, with Jennings' game-time decision, you think, for him?
It'll be sooner. It'll be earlier than game time, but game day possibly.
Anything else?
Sorry, Ben. You know, you guys were coming out of the preseason. You were exceptionally healthy, really. You know, you've had some more injuries now. I mean, is that just natural variance, or is there?
No, we're still healthy. We're healthy. Yep.